grandma, her depot we deranged. She testified for hours, but her story never changed. Details of her love life she wasn't afraid to speak, and following her injuries down to 4 times a week. Well, I can't say if she's telling the truth, but honestly, between me and you, I don't want no money. I don't want no cars. I don't want no other. Not a movie star. Don't want no perfect tan or retirement plan. All I want is the sex life of a pre-injured claimant man. When it comes to their lovemaking, he says that he's the boss, and claims careless injury causes consortium loss. Married now for 20 years, they've done it everywhere, and it makes them sad to realize it's down to once a day. Yeah, I really gotta hand it to you, fella, 'cause all this talk is making me kinda jealous. I don't want no money. I don't want no rings. No, none of them watches. Oh, those finer things. Don't need no perfect tan or retirement plan. All I want is the sex life of a pre-injured claimant man. Oh, you know what I used to like. Oh, that's no lie. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, that's right, baby. They did it 12 times a week, they claim. When people get injured, the storyline's the same. The capacity to fornicate, could it be for real? Or would they just exaggerate to get a better deal? Well, I ain't the one to call their bluff, 'cause right now I'm daydreaming about my wife in the buff. I don't want no money. I don't want no cars. I don't want no other. Not a movie star. Don't want no perfect tan or retirement plan. All I want is the sex life of a pre-injured claimant man. I said don't want no perfect tan or retirement plan. All I want is the sex life of a pre-injured claimant man. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.